Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your faith then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 29 says this, that no flesh should boast in his presence. But what about the boaster? Well, the boaster is a person who praises himself and brags about what he's done. The Bible teaches us that we are not saved by works of righteousness, which we have done, according to Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. But we are saved because of the work which Christ has done on the cross. And since salvation is not by human effort or works, it's unthinkable and unfitting for a person to boast. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, we can also look at Romans chapter 4 and verse 2, where it says, for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. You see, the expression to glory here means to boast. But since salvation is by faith and not by works, boasting is wrong. The person who boasts has faith in himself. The person who is saved has faith in Christ alone. Being saved is a very humbling experience. Well, we can look at Romans chapter 3 and verses 27 and 28, and it says there, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now, in our study, we've been looking at the subject of problems, a biblical perspective. And when we think of boasting, of course, what comes to my mind is the word pride. Pride. Now, if you write that word down and you see P-R-I-D-E, you'll see that there's an I, a large I, right in the middle of that word pride. And this I has kept millions of people from coming to the Savior. Well, there's a parable in Luke chapter 18 and verses 9 through 14. And this is a parable that our Lord was speaking about here. He spake this parable according to Luke 18, starting verse 9, spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, Jesus continues here now. He says, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus continues by saying, I tell you, this man, that's the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other, and that's the Pharisee. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Well, there are several other scriptures that we can look at, but let me point out some things about this scripture we just read. The Lord spoke this parable to those who trusted in themselves, according to verse 9. The Pharisee boasted and bragged about his accomplishments in verses 11 and 12. The publican humbled himself before God, according to verse 13, and the Pharisee thought he was saved, according to verse 14. Well, the publican really was saved, according to verse 14. See, before a person can really be saved, he or she must admit being a sinner, be humble before God, and not depend upon good works in order to go to heaven. Boasting. Is it good or is it bad? Is it always wrong to boast? Well, the Lord wants us to boast and to brag. He, however, does not want us to boast and brag about ourselves. 2 Corinthians in chapter 10 and verse 17, but he that glorieth, and that's the word boasteth, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. You see, the word glory here in the King James Bible can be translated boast. Let him glory. In other words, boast in the Lord. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 29, it says that no flesh should glory in his presence. That's the flesh boasting about yourself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 31 says that according as it is written, he that glorieth, and that word glorieth means boasting, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Don't glory about yourself. Don't boast about yourself. Boast about the Lord. Well, boasting and bragging and of itself is not sinful. Let me go on with this. Boasting, that's bragging, quickly becomes sinful when we boast in men or in ourselves. We boast in the Lord, that is not sinful. But when we find ourselves boasting about men or in ourselves, then that becomes sin. Once again, 1 Corinthians 3:21 says, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. You see, when God created us, he wanted us to be proud creatures, proud of him. There's nothing wrong with pride, but we must make sure that pride is directed not toward self, but toward God. And we need to develop Godward pride. Are you proud of the living God, the creator of the universe? Well, the following illustration will help us to see the difference between boasting in self, and this is rightful boasting, or sinful boasting, and boasting in the Lord. This is righteous boasting. Look at this now, rightful boasting. You see, instead of wanting attention for myself, I want God to have all the attention. So that's right. Instead of showing myself off, I want to show God off. Instead of telling everyone about me, I want to tell everyone about Christ and all his accomplishments. Instead of seeking the preeminence in everything, I want Christ to have the preeminence. 3 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. We're not to have the preeminence. God is to have the preeminence. Jesus Christ. Instead of having everything revolve around me or us, we need to have everything to revolve around Christ. Now, boasting. What is the boasting that God hates? Well, notice the kinds of boasting which God hates. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. See, we're talking about pride here, and we're talking about the proud. The proud. Verse 23 of Isaiah chapter 9, we see, first of all, boasting in power in that verse. The wise man says, look how much I know. You see, no one needs to tell me how to live my life, he's saying. And then we also see in that verse, boasting in muscle power. Mighty man says, look at what I have done. Look at what I have accomplished. I don't need anyone to help me. I can do it myself. And then we also see in that verse, there's so much there in verse 23 of Jeremiah 9, we also see boasting in money, in power. The rich man says, look at all that belongs to me. Look at all that I have. I am rich and in need of nothing. Well, there's several verses that you can look up later on if you like, Psalm 49 and verse 6, and compare that with Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17. Wrong boasting is simply wrong. Well, we look on and we find that the boasting which God loves, and this is what we need to concentrate on. What kind of boasting pleases and delights the Lord? Well, the true wise person realizes God is all-knowing and all-wise. See, the true wise man is the person who realizes how ignorant he is before a God who is all-knowing and all-wise. When we see ourselves for who we are, we've seen God. and well, not with the physical eye, but we know that God is the one to have the preeminence, and we know that God knows everything. He knows, you know, that shows, and I see how ignorant I am of the things that God knows. God knows everything. Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 7 through 9 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Now listen to this in verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 55. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We simply don't know as much as God knows. And once we start seeing ourselves for who we really are, then the pride in ourselves will shrink. It will have no way to be strong. That brings me to something to say this. The true strong person realizes that God is almighty and all-powerful. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities." This is Paul speaking. He goes on to say that the power of Christ may rest upon me. "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities." Can you imagine someone saying, I take pleasure in things happening to me that I don't like? Well, Paul's saying this, and he says, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." When Paul realized he had the secret here, he realized that when he saw himself that he was not God, that he wasn't as great as God, then God could use him. And he gloried in that, not in himself, but he gloried in the Lord. Well, what is the conclusion? Boasting or pride? Boasting or praise? Well, the Hebrew word for boasting we see is H-A-L-A-L. Now, I don't know Hebrew. I'm just reading what I have written here in front of me, and that is the Hebrew word for this, and I've checked that out. Well, this word is also the Hebrew word for praising. See, we can compare the Hebrew expression, hallelujah, which means praise the Lord. Whenever we praise ourselves, we are boasting. When we say, look how great I am, we're boasting. When we say, look how great God is, then we are praising. Boasting in self is sin. Boasting in God, that's praise, is our duty as His creation. In Psalm chapter 33 and verse 1, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." Psalm 147 verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely." Well, the Apostle Paul, once again, he knew all about this, and we can read about that, Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. But let me ask you this today. Are you praising God today? Maybe you can't because you've never trusted Him as Savior. You know, if you'll get serious with God, He'll get serious with you. If you'll realize that you're a sinner, the wages of sin is death, according to 6:23 of Romans. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If your mind can grasp and understand that Jesus wants to save you today, that you need salvation, if your mind changes and you decide that you want to go God's way instead of your way, then I've got good news for you. You can come to Jesus today realizing that you're lost without Him and you need Him to save you, to take you to heaven. You could pray, "Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. Save me today, Lord." And you know something? The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans chapter 10 and verse 13.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.